Sorry about the kids. The consequence of having seminary students is there's kids making noise in the back of the room. that's right. It's only mine. Yours are always worse. You guys probably didn't hear them. To me, it sounded like a freight train. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amusing? We're going to be in Luke 18, verses 10 through 14. Before we start, though, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a guy who thought it was important to follow Jesus, and he wanted to teach other people to follow Jesus, both in the church and those outside of the church that didn't know anything about the gospel. He wanted to preach the gospel to the world. And so he went to seminary, and he learned Greek, and he learned Hebrew, and he learned how to find truth in the Scripture. He had to write papers using the original languages where he would defend his position and the position of his tradition against heresies and errors in history and contemporary problems. And along the way, he began to realize that he was pretty educated. He's pretty smart. In fact, educated beyond his intelligence. And he could find, he had a lot of answers, and he knew where to find the ones that he didn't already have. And he started to live like he didn't really need Jesus. You know, Jesus was for people who weren't as smart as him, as educated as him, didn't have all the tools that he had. You know, Jesus could be busy doing those things, and he, you know, could do pretty well on his own. That's kind of the way he started living. Now, you might realize by now that that story's a bit autobiographical. And as I was preparing this sermon tonight, I realized that I have this problem, that I think I'm better than other people often. And I think that that's part of the human condition. I think we all tend a little bit to look at our strengths, our gifts, our possessions, and we think we're a little bit better than others. And I believe with all my heart, though, that until we really grasp that we are sinners in need of mercy, we can't really experience the saving grace of Christ. And that's exactly really what Jesus addresses in this passage. Read with me. We'll start at verse 9, chapter 18, verse 9, just get a little context. It says, he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. He said, two men went to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Let's pray. God, I just ask you to use this text to teach our hearts. These are words that Jesus spoke to people who were listening in that time. God, I pray that we'd be listening today. Before we really start to analyze this text, I just want to, you know, get a little bit of the context. You know, as American Christians, most of us, we're used to seeing the Pharisees as the bad guys. You know, that's the way we've read this for years. We know from the beginning, this is the bad guy. The original audience didn't necessarily have that first inclination that we might. You see, in those days, the Pharisees were really the only people that did everything right. They kept the rules. They did what the whole nation was supposed to do. And even when they were under a foreign rule, the Pharisees upheld the law of God. So everyone around would have said, yeah, you know, comparatively, the Pharisees definitely the better guy. Everyone admired him. I mean, they did the stuff right. The tax collector, on the other hand, again, we're used to lumping the tax collector along with the sinners, the tax collectors and sinners, with the prostitutes and the adulterers and everyone else. But that's not exactly true, because the tax collector was wrong morally. He was also a traitor to the nation. See, he was taking money from the people of God and giving it to the gods, to the people's enemies. The best equivalent that I think we could have in our culture would be the drug dealer who